You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Found an unknown substance behind one of the walls. The material is being tested for asbestos. Workers have been doing renovations in the chamber while Congress is away. Pope Francis has designated September 1st as a day for Catholics to pray for the care of the environment. The Pope says they are marking the prayer day on the same day as the Orthodox churches, and it highlights growing communion between the churches. A stampede at a temple during a Hindu religious festival has left 10 people dead and dozens injured. Police say thousands tried to force their way into the temple when
their
gates opened.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The State Department has taken Malaysia and Cuba off its blacklist of countries failing to combat modern-day slavery. Today, the State Department revealed their 2015 Trafficking in Persons report. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no time for complacency in the fight against human trafficking.
It's a fight we absolutely have to win. It is a modern-day human rights challenge of enormous proportions.
Seven former U.S. diplomats and State Department officials are urging leaders of Congress to support the nuclear deal with Iran. In a letter released today, the diplomats and officials say the risks for the United States and Israel will be much higher without the agreement in place. Congress has 60 days to review the agreement. It can approve, reject, or take no action. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader has been tweeting graphic pictures. One on Saturday shows President Obama holding a gun to his head. It comes as Obama tries to convince Congress that the nuclear deal is in the best interests of the U.S. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Republicans say they are not worried about Donald Trump in the GOP presidential race. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
But what if Donald Trump decides to run as an independent?
I don't see that happening.
Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus tells the Today Show.
I think you've even seen Donald Trump walk that back over the last few days as well.
He says everybody knows how this works.
If Hillary Clinton's going to get beat, she's going to get beat by a Republican.
But Trump is on top of many polls.
He's speaking out to people that are really frustrated with Washington, frustrated, I think, in many cases with both parties.
I'm Rita Foley.
Jurors deciding whether Colorado theater shooter James Holmes should be sentenced to death or life in prison are being questioned about whether the deadly theater shooting last week in Louisiana might influence them. Today, the judge polled jurors about whether they had seen or read anything about the shooting that killed two and wounded nine others. 12 jurors raised their hands. The defense is concerned some jurors might want to punish Holmes for possibly inspiring a copycat shooting. Officials in Turkey say the number of suspects detained in a major anti-war operation launched 3 days ago has exceeded 1,000. Since Friday, Turkey has been carrying out airstrikes against ISIS targets in Syria and Kurdish rebel positions in northern Iraq. It has simultaneously launched a police sweep against people suspected of links to the Islamic State group. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Houghton Hunterdon in the studio here. And today is Monday, July 27th. So I hope everyone's having a great day, and I hope you'll be joining us for the whole hour today. We're going to be talking about financial planning and budgeting and how to build assets, especially for people that are low income. So we have a lot to talk about, as always, and you all know that I can talk on this radio show and elsewhere. So I hope that you'll be able to learn a little bit today about financial planning, how to set goals for your financial future, and also just to learn a little bit more about what is hot here in Hunterdon County. So I know everyone's probably trying to figure out the weather, so I'm going to get to that in just a moment. And I also want to talk a little bit about National Night Out, what's going on in Hunterdon County, our surrounding communities, and across the country. But first, we're going to go to a commercial break. Stay with us.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, and here we are at Houghton Hunterdon on July 27th, and everyone is looking forward to this weather forecast, I think. Although this afternoon, I actually shut the screen down and turned the weather back on in case it had to reload, because I didn't like what I saw, but I reopened the browser, and I see the same thing, and I still don't like it, but it's still there, so I guess I'm going to have to repeat it. This afternoon, we're looking at a chance of heavy rain, the high of around 83. So last night, if you were warm in your bed in New Jersey, in Hunterdon or Warren County, you would have probably woken up from some pretty wild thunder and lightning strikes, which did produce some rain, which I was very grateful of this morning when I realized I didn't have to water my plants. But I'd like to wake up and hear that thunder and lightning and know that I don't have to go out in it, especially when it's in the middle of the night like that. So that was quite nice. But it looks like we do have some heavy rain this afternoon, and some of the storms could produce some heavy rain. We're looking at a high near 83 today. And it is pretty muggy, I have to say. So a sleeveless shirt is probably a good way to go. Definitely leave the sweater at home today. Tonight we're looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms around 1 a.m. And then between 1 and 3, we may have some isolated showers. So that may be a good thing to be waking up to some stormy weather again. We have partly cloudy tomorrow with a low around 64. But tomorrow, which is Tuesday, July 28th, it's going to be a high near 92. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Get your exercise in if you're training for our Cops on the Run, which is coming up on Saturday, August 8th at Meadow Breeze Park. If you've already registered at www.active.com, I know that you may be training. So drink a lot of water, get out early before the sun comes up, or right when the sun comes up, or wait until evening, have those great evening runs. It's always nice to be out around 8 to 9 o'clock. The sun's going down, and by the time you're done, it's dark out, and you really feel a sense of accomplishment from a run. It's great, I think. Wednesday, we're looking at a sunny day with a high near 94. I'm going to say that's our beach day this week. If you want to Travis down to South Jersey and call in sick, Wednesday's your day. Wednesday night's mostly clear with a low around 71. Rest of the week's looking pretty good. It is hot. It's the highs are high 80s and 90s, and always a chance of some stormy weather, but the weather's looking really good. So I hope you enjoy the summer weather, because it is summer, and those are the nice, hot, steamy nights we should have. So everyone, just remember to hydrate. And as I said last Monday, if you have a neighbor or if you know someone who lives alone, people who have chronic health conditions, people who are frail, or sometimes the elderly forget to drink enough or no one's checking on them. So take a moment, check on your neighbor, make sure they have what they need, offer to pick something up so they can avoid the heat. That does take a toll on people with certain health conditions. So that's our weather for the day here at Hot and Hunterdon. And we're going to give you our quote for the day. And for the quote today, since we're going to be talking about finances a little bit later today, I did want to talk, I did want to give a quote from Warren Buffett, who has some of the greatest quotes that are really pretty simple and pretty true. So I'm going to give a couple of his quotes here. So the first one is rule number one, never lose money. And rule number two for Warren Buffett is never forget rule number one. So it does break things down quite simply. And I think that's the way to go. Try not to lose money. It's a good goal for everyone. and another quote that is telling is this: it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you may do things differently. So something to consider. I was brought up in a household when it was the rule, I guess one of the golden rules. I don't know if it was a golden rule or not, but it was definitely a rule, and it was drilled into my sisters and I that your name is your most valuable asset. So I think that's what Warren Buffett was trying to say, although in my household, that's how we said it. Your name is your most valuable asset, so protect it. Ensure that you're always doing what you can to make sure that your name is held in high esteem. So I don't know how much fun you can have doing that, and certainly you want to have a little fun at Hot and Hunterdon. And I wanted to talk about a fun event that's coming up. And that event is National Night Out. So National Night Out is a national event that goes on across the country. And what happens is it started out with people leaving their porch lights on to show unity with the police department and to show that there were people in small neighborhoods that were willing to step up and step out if there were criminal activities going on in their neighborhood. And if they put their porch light on National Night Out, and everyone put the porch light on National Night Out, it showed a strong neighborhood. So it was one of the tactics that they used to prove that small neighborhoods and communities could, in fact, win that 70s version of the War on Drugs or Just Say No, which was the 80s slogan by Nancy Reagan. So it was a way to show that as an individual that you had an impact. And there are communities across the country that participate in National Night Out. And I'd say that National Night Out has grown in its meaning and also in a reflection. And this year, I would like everyone to participate if it means leaving their light on or attending a local National Night Out celebration. And the reason that I'm asking you to do this is because I think that law enforcement do not have enough support from people, and I think that they need to be reminded that they're keeping our community safe, and we will willingly be partners with them in ensuring that our neighborhoods are safe. So I think it's a very important time to show our support to law enforcement, and I really think that you should attend a National Night Out event. They are across the country, so you can Google National Night Out if you're not here locally in New Jersey and you want to attend a celebration, so absolutely to participate in it. Most of the events always have free music, free food, and there's typically games going on. And I think that we need to, as a community, show law enforcement, show our police department, if it's the state police or if it's a local municipal police department, sheriff's department, the county prosecutor office, we need to show them that we do support them. A lot of times police officers, the only interactions that they have are those that are as part of their enforcement duties, not part of their prevention duties. So we certainly need to make sure that we have more positive interactions, but we also need to make sure that the police know that they have the support of the community. And really, National Night Out, it shows that it introduces community members to the police, which shows that they do have support for their efforts, which are to try to combat crime, and their anti-crime efforts have the support of the community. It's also a great way to prevent awareness of activities, prevent those crimes of opportunities, and really strengthen the neighborhoods. The neighborhood, show, meet your neighbors. And that's how we know when something is amiss. If we know the patterns of our neighborhood, if we know, you know, typically our neighbor's car is unlocked. So if we can get them to lock that car, then we're preventing a crime from occurring. So it's really important. And if a police officer is able to educate the community on anti-crime efforts, we all win, and it's a great thing. And National Night Out's usually held, I believe it's the first Tuesday in August, and this year it is Tuesday, August 4th. And here in Hunterdon County, what happens is the Warren County Prosecutor's Office and the Warren County Sheriff's Department host a countywide National Night Out, and everyone is welcome. This celebration on August 4th is from 5 to 9 at Deer Path Park, which is on Woodchurch Road in Flemington. And for certain, at the Hunterdon County-wide National Night Out, there'll be some free food, free music, and some games. But we also have local municipal departments that also participate in National Night Out. And there's two that I try to support, and one is in Phillipsburg at Chappelle Park, and National Night Out, it's the same day in all of these communities, which is Tuesday, August 4th. And the one in Phillipsburg is from 5 to 8 at Chappelle Park, and there'll be lots of free things to do, an opportunity to meet police officers. And in Washington, where the Cops on the Run 5K is held at Meadow Breeze Park, there's an amazing National Night Out event from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m., and that event is attended by hundreds of people who are able to interact with the local police department. And that police department serves three different municipalities or boroughs, Washington, Washington Township, and Oxford. And you can meet the officers that make sure that those streets are safe and are in charge of the enforcement and are available to interact with the public and to build a relationship. And that's what we need to move toward. We need to support our police departments. We need to show a little gratitude toward them for the work that they do and how they put their lives on the line for us every single day. And we need to show them that we're an active partner. So please, Google National Night Out if you're not in one of the communities that I just mentioned. And in Hunterdon County, some of the local law enforcement will do something locally in addition to participating in the countywide National Night Out. It may be a community day. It may be a dare picnic where they invite the community. So you could check with your local municipal police department as well. So right now, we're going to go to a short commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and about financial literacy. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the 100 and Cup. For more details, please visit www.100andchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon and just finishing up our discussion about National Night Out. So there is a national website that actually tracks all of the participatory agencies for National Night Out, and that website is www.natw.org. So you can go on there, and I clicked on the map of New Jersey and I was able to pull up all of the registered people and a sampling in New Jersey. So that doesn't mean that these are the only agencies that are participating in National Night Out, but they are officially registered. They took the time to register on the National Night Out site, and so there must be like 200 of them or so listed for a lot of towns. Small towns and large towns have a small town like Totowa, New Jersey, and then we have a large town like Toms River that's listed. So they have a lot of different things going on. They had some award winners also. So the national program actually gives out awards, which, you know, if you're even a little bit competitive, you want to know what those awards are and how you can get one. So Minneapolis, San Antonio, Austin, and Arlington, and Houston were the big winners last year. So those are four out of the five winners were actually from Texas. I would like to point out that Morris County, New Jersey, took category number 10 in the first category of prizes. So that's good to know that Morris County was there. And we had some other, of course, towns in Texas. Collin County, Texas, was also in the top 10 number of people with the award for the 2014 National Night Out Project Award. So that's pretty interesting. I don't know if we have any other New Jersey teams here that are winning. In the second category, it doesn't look like there's anyone from New Jersey. And in category 3, can we find any New Jersey winners here? I don't think so. So at least we were in category 1. I was happy to at least see New Jersey's on the map. because the National Night Out really is something that is great to go to and to try to really participate and partner with your police department. So I just got a little message from my person who's calling in, and their phone's busy here, so I guess we're having our typical technical difficulties when we're trying to call into the studio here, but we're going to be joined by Carolyn Graber, who is going to talk to us today about financial planning and goal settings and being able to plan for your future so you're able to accumulate assets. And she is a certified financial planner. So we'll be talking a little bit about that and the work that she does in the community. I'll get her all squared away, I'm sure, by the time we come back. So just as a reminder, before we go to the news, I'd like to remind everyone one last time, National Night Out, Tuesday, August 4th, nationwide opportunity to show your support to law enforcement. If you know someone who's in law enforcement, or if you want to show your support, now's the time. Times are tough for law enforcement, and we need to acknowledge that there are many who are heroes, and they need to know that we support them. So we're going to do our news, and then when we come back, I'll fix our technical difficulties, quite possibly. And we'll be back to talk about financial planning. Stay with us here at Hot and Hunterdon.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Sudan was a topic of discussion in Ethiopia this weekend. President Obama is in Africa meeting with leaders who want to help stabilize South Sudan.
This gives me and the U.S. delegation an opportunity to learn from them what progress has been made, where there appear to be continued roadblocks, and how we can partner with them to make progress.
And President Obama also urged Ethiopia's leaders to curb crackdowns on press freedom and political openness. The search continues for two 14-year-old boys off the coast of Florida. They disappeared Friday en route to the Bahamas. Officials have found their capsized boat undamaged.
There's so many different variables that we bring into play when we're estimating survivability out in the water, from the conditions out in the water, the environmental concerns.
That was Petty Officer Steve Lehman from the U.S. Coast Guard. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1. Ends 8-1.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale for deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install Chase Oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
NATO ambassadors will meet in an emergency session tomorrow to consider the threat that the Islamic State group poses to Turkey, and the alliance will look into the actions Turkish authorities are taking in response. Political analyst Bruno Lete says Turkey fears increased separatist feelings among its own Kurdish population.
There is, of course, concern in Ankara that the U.S. coalition, the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against IS, have effectively enabled Kurdish people, or the Kurdish fighters, to reinforce in their endeavor.
Turkey requested the meeting after a series of attacks, including an Islamic State suicide bombing near Turkey's border with Syria that left 32 people dead. Although the Federal Reserve is getting closer to raising interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade, policymakers aren't expected to issue any kind of timetable after their meeting this week. But Chair Janet Yellen has left little doubt that the central bank is preparing to raise short-term rates by the year's end. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The Air Force tomorrow will put a four-star general in charge of its nuclear force for the first time in the post-Cold War era. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The nuclear force has suffered through years of high-profile missteps and scandals.
It needs a fantastic leader.
And Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James says General Robin Rand is the right guy to take over Global Strike Command.
I think he's just the ticket.
The change is part of overhauling the nuclear force and giving it more bureaucratic muscle. In a building full of senior officers, James says having a four-star advocate is vital.
Rank does matter.
Rand is a career fighter pilot who has never served in the Nuclear Missile Corps or Strategic Bomber Force. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A prosecutor in Texas who's looking into the death of Sandra Bland says he's bringing in a committee of outside attorneys to review evidence as it's collected. Waller County District Attorney Elton Mathis says the lawyers will help his office make decisions based on credible evidence, not rumors. He released an initial toxicology report today with findings that Bland had marijuana in her system at the time of her death. Bland, who is black, died in county jail after a traffic stop by a white state trooper for failing to use a turn signal escalated into a physical confrontation. Authorities say Bland hanged herself, a finding her family disputes. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Okay, and this is Georgine Trinkle, and I'm here at Hot and 100, and I always appreciate Kelly's news. So I'm going to see how technology solution-driven I was during the news break. Carolyn, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. And I can even hear you, Carolyn. Thanks so much for joining us here today at Hot and 100. If you could introduce yourself and let everyone know who you are. And I've been telling our listeners that you would be joining us to talk about financial literacy today. And before you do the introductions, I want to remind people we always can take phone calls here. Although that wasn't the reason, Carolyn, why you couldn't call into the show, but I really appreciate that confidence. But our studio phone here at the studio is 908-237-0410. All right, Carolyn, the show is yours.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Carolyn Graber. I am a program coordinator at NORWESTCAP, which is the Northwest New Jersey Community Action Partnership. I oversee our financial programs and also our financial literacy programs here at the agency. And we would love to help people in our area, you know, work on their credit, work on their budgeting, if they have issues with getting help with their mortgages, anything that's financial related that sometimes people feel they can't get help with. That's what we're here to help them with.
That sounds great. I know today you and I were talking to some individuals that weren't familiar with our financial literacy programs and the backdrop for it. And I know you think that you have the most experience of, certainly more experience than most people in dealing directly with individuals that are trying to change their financial future. What do you think is the biggest obstacle?
Well, it's very challenging. Of course, we all know New Jersey is one of the most expensive states to live in the country. And although our salary rates are the same, so whereas somebody's making $10 an hour here will not go as far as making $10 an hour in another state. The challenges are our rents are higher, our taxes are higher, our incomes aren't equivalent to what you should be making to make ends meet. And that is one of the struggles with us paying the bills and sticking to a strict budget, which sticking to a strict budget doesn't allow families, you know, especially in areas of Hunterdon County, allow the extras to go out on the weekends, to buy a nicer car or afford sometimes even clothing for the kids going back to school. Everything is a financial struggle if you're not making, you know, a fair living wage in New Jersey.
That's so true, Carolyn. You know, there's something to be said for predictable behavior. You know, I always appreciate it's someone who always makes sure that you're in your car safely or your doors are locked, or my grandfather always put my grandmother's coat on no matter what, when, where. So predictability is always great. But with finances, when we're predictable and we keep doing the same thing over and over without thought of process, without goals, we get the same results. And that result is foreclosure. That result is, paying more because a check bounced. And I know we don't really have checks anymore, so you have to help me with the language for 2015. But I think most of our listeners will understand what that means. So your check bounces and you're paying, you know, a $25 fee to your bank, to their bank. Now you're out $50 more. But if you don't ask for help or you don't change your behavior or your pattern, you just get the same result.
Exactly. As the banking industry's changed, many years ago, you would write a check to ABC Company, and it would take 5 or 7 days to clear, and you would have money to so-called, use the word, float. Nowadays, you write a check, it clears immediately. And if you don't have the funds, unfortunately, most of the institutions charge approximately $28, $30, $35. And if your account is overdrawn each day, some institutions actually charge you a per-day overdraft fee. So a one-bounce check can run you almost, you know, $60, $70, $80. And a family that's living on a marginal budget, that could throw them into a tailspin that they might not get caught up for 2 months.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing in New Jersey, Carolyn, when you mentioned the high cost of living, there was a report recently from CoreLogic, and they do this report every year about foreclosure rates. And New Jersey had, the foreclosure rate in New Jersey was about just under 5%. I think it was 4.9% of mortgaged homes in New Jersey were in the foreclosure process. And that was quadruple the national rate of 1.3%. And sometimes I think our banking industry, you know, there was a joke going on during the banking industry. I don't know, what word would you use for that? Scandal?
I would use scandal or banking issues.
That was a tough time, but I know a lot of attorneys had three words to the judge when the banking company would try to foreclose on someone's mortgage. And a lot of people who actually were paying a mortgage company, but the bank had sold their mortgage to another bank, and people weren't getting the credit for the mortgage that they actually had paid for. And when you're stressed out and, you know, you have all this going on anyway, a lot of attorneys I know use these words to the bank: produce the note. So in other words, you know, there are some responsibilities that the bank has to take before they can foreclose on a house. And when we see such a high number that's quadrupled in a year, you know, we have to look at the industry and make sure that they are following the process for that. But if someone is in a situation where they're concerned about foreclosure in Hunterdon County, Carolyn, do you have any resources you can offer?
Yes, you know, we do have, I do have some information on foreclosures and, you know, mortgage housing counseling agencies. And there are three agencies and phone numbers I can give out for residents of Hunterdon County. So if they do feel that they're not getting the attention they need from their lender or they do need some help, I can give them to you. The first one is called American Credit Alliance. Their phone number is 609-393-5400. The second resource I would have for individuals and families would be Central Jersey Housing Resource Center. They're located in Raritan. Their phone number is 908-704-9649. And the third resource I have would be New Jersey Citizen Action. Their toll-free number is 800-656-9637. Again, these are all housing counseling agencies that could assist somebody with some mortgage issues or problems that maybe they can get some additional financing or help.
That's excellent. I know the market is supposed to be on the rebound, and they're reporting, and construction industry, that there's some movement. They're reporting some home sales that have improved, and unemployment rates have been the lowest, they say, since 1976. But I'm a cynic, and I have a really hard time when I see what I see out in the community, and I see so many abandoned houses and properties, and it's hard for me to believe that we're on an upswing. What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I drive by, you know, as a Norwest CAP staff member, I do, you know, drive throughout many areas of New Jersey, and I do see a lot of foreclosures personally, and it does make the local neighborhoods look a little run down when you see that one or two properties vacant. Sometimes it's, you know, it is a legal issue to have the banks either come down on price or push the foreclosure quicker through, so maybe we get another family in there that a reasonable rate that can afford that mortgage. Sometimes the time that it takes is just too long from the time, unfortunately, the one family leaving the home by the time the house is put back up for sale. So if there's any way the mortgage industry and the banking industry can push these sales through quicker, you know, it would benefit everybody. It would benefit the communities. It would benefit the banks. It would benefit the individuals looking to buy a home.
Yes, and even if they can work with the families who are, you know, wanting, who can, if their mortgage rate is adjusted or their payments are adjusted, they can actually stay in their home. I don't think there's anything more difficult than having to walk away from a home or a dream. Sometimes those two things are tied together, and I think that's really difficult. So I appreciate, Carolyn, you providing some resources. Can you maybe give people some advice on if, you know, you want to have a financial plan? How do you go about doing that?
Well, basically, to even start with a financial plan, you have to have a household budget, no matter what your salary is. Everybody has a budget that they can live by. And I would say just write things down, okay? Start maybe doing a weekly budget or even doing a monthly budget. See what you have coming in versus what you are spending. Another resource is to take a look at, you know, what age are you? Eventually, we all want to retire. Do you have any money that you're putting away? Does your company participate in any type of 401k plans? You know, if you're young and coming out of college, are you looking to be a homeowner? Have you researched any items or programs that can help you become a first-time home buyer? You really have to sit down and take a good analysis of where you're at and where you want to be. And usually income does play a big factor in that. So if you want to be a homeowner in New Jersey, probably have to have a fair to moderate income. Do you have the education to locate that type of position so you can have that salary? And then, of course, you know, paying back student loans nowadays is always another thing. So, you know, that's the first thing is look at your income, look at your budget, where do you want to be? And the other thing that goes hand in hand with all this is credit. Credit is very important. You know, you do need a fair credit score nowadays to get a mortgage or even a good rate on a car loan. So it's taking everything step by step, establishing credit, establishing bank accounts, coming up with a budget, and then making financial personal decisions that will get you from step one to step two and to step three and so forth.
Well, Carolyn, that sounds like great advice. And I think that we have forms. People could email you if they wanted to get a form or if it's on our I don't know if it's on our website, but is there a budgeting form you can provide our listeners?
Yes, I have several basic budgeting forms that anybody can use. They're very basic, doesn't go into a lot of detail. Basically, we all have housing expenses, rent expenses, and so forth. But I can give you out my email. It's my last name. It's G-R-A-E-B-E-R, my first initial C, at norwestcap.org. And I'd be more than happy to email anybody any of the budget sheets. And also, I do have sheets that you can also request your credit reports for free.
Fantastic. I have one other question on budgeting, if you don't mind. And that is for people who have children going into their senior year of high school, and they have to think about college payments and budgets for that. When's a good time to start looking at what you can afford?
Really, sometimes you even want to go earlier when they're a freshman or sophomore in high school. Basically, at that point, the student and the family, you know, do they want to go to college? And even before that, with your younger, when they're younger, if your budget allows to get into a college savings program, and that you would actually do with a financial advisor, it's a great way to save and it's tax deferred. Otherwise, if things, you know, life happens and things happen, you didn't budget, I always suggest you do the FAFSA, which is the free student online government program, to see what you are eligible for through the institution that the student would like to go to. A lot of them have really fair packages based on usually the student's grades and some other factors, and sometimes the school can offer you grants or low government student loans too to help you in school.
And when should you be looking at that?
The FAFSA, usually when the student's ending sophomore, beginning of junior year, talking to the local guidance counselors, seeing what schools might offering any extra incentives for those schools, visit them and then talk to each individual school about what the costs are. And use a spreadsheet, school one, school two, school three, see what has the best dollar value for what your student's looking to major in, and then see if the cost is affordable. And then also apply for the online grants, and some families might be even eligible for a Pell Grant. So, you know, everybody's on an individual basis. It's based on income, usually, to see what funding is out there for you.
Carolyn, I love how you break down something that's so overwhelming for people, and you break it down into small steps, manageable steps, action-oriented, goal-oriented. And I think that's why we have so many successful IDA graduates at the program, because you take something that's so massive and you make it manageable. We have to take a few commercial breaks. Carolyn, would you be able to stay on and tell us about the fun night that you have planned in August for Norwest Cup?
I absolutely can.
Fantastic. We'll be right back, everyone.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon on July 27th. And we're live here at the Flemington Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio in Flemington. And on the phone with me, I have my guest, Carolyn Graber.
Hello, everybody, again.
Yay! And Carolyn was kind enough to say she would be willing to take questions if anyone wanted to call in and ask a question about budgeting or how to start your budget process. And that number is 908-237-0410. We fixed our technology issue, so Carolyn,
I was able to call in.
And we could take other callers as well, at least one other caller for certain, because I know we have a few lines here coming into the studio, so that's all fixed. And you were sharing some great resources for us, Carolyn, about budgeting and how to have your goals in mind for a financial future, and how something large like college tuition can be configured and you can apply for government loans and grants, and gave out a great website for that. So we appreciate all of that. And I think that you also, besides doing all that you do at NorwestCAP, which is outstanding work, where you've had an impact with hundreds and hundreds of people throughout your career here in financial literacy and in asset building and helping people to manage their finances, you also have a fun side to you, and I know you're a big baseball fan.
Yes, I am. I am a diehard Yankees fan since, I'm not going to give my age, but a long time, okay?
yeah, there's no need to get that personal at Houghton Hunter in.
But because of my love for baseball for the past 3 years, we have been blessed at the agency to get free tickets. I currently am taking orders for tickets that we have for Wednesday, August 19th. It's NorwestCAP Day at the Somerset Patriots on 860 East Main Street in Bridgewater Township. I can give up to 6 free tickets per person if you're interested in going. It's a great night out. The game is at 7:05 p.m., rain or shine, and we'd love to have you join us for a free night at the Somerset Patriots and join us for NorwestCAP Day there. If you're interested in some tickets, you can also email me at the same email address. It's Graeber, G-R-A-E-B-E-R, C at norwestcap.org. Let me know if you like 6 or less tickets, and I can have them waiting for you at the will call window that evening.
Wow. And do you know who the Somerset Patriots are playing? Is it the Long Island Ducks?
I'm not sure if it's the Ducks, or I'm not sure if it's the Miners. I'm not sure who we're playing that night, but it's going to be a great night out there, and it's not going to rain.
And if no one has been to the Somerset Patriots Stadium, it really is a great place to go. It's very well built. Each seat is a good seat. Parking is so easy. I parked over at the shopping center, and then you just walk across the street. They have parking, plenty of parking in their facility as well. The facility is clean. The food, there's some choices. I think I went hungry that night, or I may have walked over to Costco and gotten a sandwich. But, you know, that it's the kind of food that most people would like to have at a baseball stadium. Am I right?
It's a clean, family-friendly, fun park. I would recommend going there. It's a great night out there. The parking, like Georgina said, is very easy. It's very convenient. Everything is well lit. It is the stadium. It's TD Bark Stadium that you see off of Route 287, so it's easy, accessible off and on. And it's a great night out. Come out and join us. I still have some tickets left for that night. I would love to have people come join us for NorwestCAP night.
Okay, and your tickets are free. You have free tickets.
Totally free tickets, and I can have them waiting for it. Will call.
Oh, fantastic. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us here at Houghton Hunterdon. I appreciate you giving out information and sharing part of your day here with us to talk about the hot topic of foreclosures, budgeting, saving for your financial future. And I hope you'll come back when you can be in the studio. But now I'll have to ask, can you email me a picture so I could put it up on our Facebook page?
I definitely can, and thank you for having me on. It was great to get all that information out to the residents of Hunterdon County.
Anytime, Carolyn. Come back anytime. Now I have a few minutes, so I get to still talk about you. So you better not listen to your radio.
Okay.
If I were to talk about you, Carolyn, it would always be good things. I enjoy working with you, and I appreciate the work that you do and how you can connect with people so that something that seems like there's no hope and no future is something that you're able to provide it and make it hopeful for people. So thank you.
Thank you, Georgine. It's a pleasure always working for you, too.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. That was Carolyn Graeber talking about the different ways that you can build your finances, and she has done extraordinary work, and I love to see people who are graduating from the program that she runs achieve their dreams. And so often we hold in our minds dreams and we have a future picture of what we want our life to be like, and we hold on to that and we hold on to it, and sometimes we're able to obtain it, and it's important not to give up on our dreams. And when we know when our, we can follow our heart and know that our heart will guide us to the right path, we have to keep believing and we have to be hopeful and we have to be positive, because that's the way to achieve our goals. And Carolyn's able to break things down for people with financial goals. And when they're talking about their financial future, sometimes the easiest thing, the first step is always the easiest step or the most important step, some people say. I always tend to think that it's every step along the journey that has equal importance. I don't think the first step or any the last step is has a different value on it. Every step is equally important in our life. And by taking one step, such as establishing a monthly budget or establishing a savings plan, that one step will change your life. If you're trying to save money or make a change in your future and you need some finances to do that, you can start saving. So I appreciate the work that she does. And I have to say, the Somerset Patriots Night for Norwest Cap, it does sound like a lot of fun. It's August 19th, as she said, and we do have some free tickets. And I looked on the schedule. It looks like we are playing the Somerset Patriots versus the Long Island Ducks. And if you wanted to get some tickets to come out and support Norwest Cap for a free night, you can email Carolyn at Graeber, G-R-A-E-B-E-R-C, at norwestcap, norwescap.org. And you could come out and see a great ball game on August 19th at the Somerset Patriots ballpark. And it really is pretty there. It's a very relaxing evening and nice area, very easy to get in and out of, and it's an experience. So I hope you'll think about that. She still does have some tickets left. And I do hope that you really will consider National Night Out on Tuesday, August 4th. It's at Deer Path Park in Hunterdon County at Woods Church Road. And that event is going on from 5 to 9 with lots of free food and music and games. And you know what? I just remembered the sergeant from Clinton told me recently that they had a dunk tank. And I think someone from the Clinton Police Department is actually in the dunk tank. So if all of the other reasons I described did not get you to want to go to National Night Out, who knows? Maybe that will be the reason. So as you can see, something like that shows some good humor and an opportunity to have some laughs and to meet some people that maybe are your neighbors and you haven't had an opportunity to meet before, or police officers that you see every day but never have a chance to interact with or say hello or introduce yourself or meet them or whatnot. I think it's just a great way to go out. So National Night Out, you got to support law enforcement. You can also join the Phillipsburg Police Department at Chappelle Park from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that's also on Tuesday, August 4th. Or you can join the Washington Township Police Department, and that is at Meadow Breeze Park, and that is from 6 to 9 p.m. with plenty of free food and activities. Let's remember, it's about preventing crimes, drug prevention and awareness, strengthening that community spirit, and making sure that we all stand together for anti-crime efforts and supporting our police department. So I really hope you'll join us. I hope that everyone has a great week. And if you can stay for Ruth Ann, she'll be coming up for the next hour, Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. And today her guest is Tim Totten, and they're going to be talking about the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright. And I have to say, one of my favorite books was the love story of Frank Lloyd Wright and his love of his life. So it's one of my favorite all-time books. So I hope you'll join Ruth Ann or read the book about the love story. I think the book was called Frank. So definitely a great read. And everyone have a marvelous week. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. More violence in Ferguson, Missouri on the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown. Officials say some protesters blocked traffic overnight and confronted police. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar is calling them criminals.
They weren't protesters. Protesters are people that are out there that are talking about a way to affect change.
Officers chased an armed man with whom they exchanged gunfire. He was shot and critically injured. Turkey's state-run news agency says a woman assailant who was captured after firing shots at the U.S. consulate in Istanbul has been identified as a member of the Revolutionary People's Liberation Army Front. The leftist group claimed responsibility for a 2013 suicide attack on the U.S. embassy in Ankara, which killed a Turkish security guard. The trial of Washington Post reporter